Blog Talk Radio.
www.mylifecompass.com/LaLisaWilliams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, this morning, well, you know, we are back on a Thursday morning. I know we tried to get away from, you know, being here early in the mornings, but guess what? It just didn't work out. So, you know, we are just led to be here in the morning to motivate you, to encourage you, empower you as you start your day on your way to work, to your company, or on your way out in the community to advocate for those individuals who are in need of a voice. You know, being an advocate is a great way to help someone else who really needs that help. And we have some series that we're going to be talking about, some topics we're going to be touching on. But first and foremost, again, let me say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You know, God bless each and every one of you. I am Coach LaLisa. Our morning show now looks like a half hour in the morning, 7 to 7:30 a.m. on now we're Tuesdays and Thursdays. So we'll have to see if we're going to be able to add any other times. But there will be some other special additions that we will do. For instance, Friday, February. And tomorrow is February the 3rd. Okay, so we are into this third day of February, this being leap year. So for the month of February, we actually have one more day. So we have a February the 29th. So I know we're planning something very big, but February marks a very, very awesome and special time of February 2012 for Performance Strategies Unlimited, which is our training, coaching, and personal and professional development company, Performance Strategies Unlimited. Some of you may have seen the posts on Facebook about the upcoming training, which we're very, very excited about. But this marks its 10th year of formation. So it was birthed in 2002 this month, February. So February, 10 years. So we're very excited about that. But also on tomorrow, we're going to do a special episode and segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. I will be taping a segment tomorrow from a film. The director of a film. Let me get it straight here. Hold on. I'm trying to find it. The information on my Facebook page as we speak. Okay, yes. There is going to be a red carpet. Get this now. Red carpet premiere for the movie A Time After Yesterday. It's an independent film by Catherine Stanley. It is being hosted by Liz Black of WBLS. Many of you know of Liz Black. She is with WBLS. And many of you know it's a very big radio station here on the East Coast. Also, Dr. DJ Antoine Kwa from KISS FM will also be there. There are going to be live performances by Dion, Queen Ella, and more. It's a very upscale event. Tickets were on sale for $50. It's a red carpet event. They're going to have cocktails at 7 p.m. The premiere starts at 8 p.m. And it's going to be downtown Newark at the Robert Treat Hotel in the Atlantic Hudson Room. And the Robert Treat is right there, catter corner from NJ Pack. They're going to have a live performance for refreshments, art exhibits, the world premiere of the extended movie and trailer, and more can be also found on the internet. So I will be there to interview the lady who is the film director and maker, that is Miss Catherine Stanley. So I'm looking forward to that, and it should be an awesome, awesome star-studded occasion. It is a red carpet affair, so I can't wait to go down there and see how the red carpet people do it here in New Jersey. Now, I've been to a red carpet affair in Cleveland, Ohio, with Miss Denise Jenkins. She had a black tie affair, and I mean, she did it big. So I can't wait to see this red carpet affair in Newark, New Jersey. So again, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome. Welcome to all my lavender and lace partners. Good morning and welcome. Welcome to those of you who have been listening and tuning in to the Coach Lalisa Show for the past several years. And I know we were going strong there for a moment, and then we kind of got away from the morning show. We've had some, you know, changes in our schedule, and now it looks like we have yet more changes in the schedule. And so it is allowing us to at least be here for two mornings of the weekday. So that so far that's Tuesday morning, where we have the co-host, Mr. Terry Benjamin. He's an author and professor. He is the author of the book and the documentary, Sexy at 60. His theme is lifelong learning and healthy aging. Healthy aging and lifelong learning. And so we certainly appreciate every Tuesday morning he is here. He, you know, drops lots of nuggets of wisdom. Very empowering, very motivating and encouraging and inspiring. A lot of information that he gives out on Tuesdays. You know, he's an avid reader. And he's always bringing, you know, great books to you and information from those books. But now today, ladies, I'm doing a special segment this morning, and it's entitled, Women, get it right. Women, we have to get it right. Now, if you're on the show, you're listening, you're a man, please help your woman or somebody's woman, your sister, your mom, your daughter, your cousin, your aunt, or your coworker, or just a friend. Listen, help her get it right. But women, we got to get this right, you know. The reason why I chose this particular topic, women, get it right, because there are far, 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 far too many women who, and I know somebody's going to do a play about this, and or probably have already done it, but there's just far, far, far too many women who are not getting it right. And there's no need for that because, you see, the Word of God teaches us. The older women, we've been through some things. We've seen some things. We've learned some things. We've experienced some things, some good, some bad. But our role now, our responsibility is to then teach the younger. And I believe in this area, we are missing the mark. We are missing the mark. Yeah, according to the book of Titus, it is an instruction in that book of the Bible that we should be teaching. And if we did not have that instruction, you know, common sense should tell us we should teach the younger. But yet, when we look around, we see so many younger women making the same old mistakes that we've made. And, you know, it's very, very sad. Now, I know my good friend, Dr. Cindy Hunter, who is also working on some domestic violence issues. As a matter of fact, she will be starting back up a domestic violence hotline for people to call in. And this is very local. She's in North Carolina, so, you know, the grassroots, I should say, not necessarily local, but grassroots level, where, you know, it's not the international hotline. But sometimes people can't get to that, but maybe you can get to this. But the help is needed. That's on the domestic violence level. Also, in Cleveland, Ohio, Chaplain Denise Jenkins has a domestic, she started with a domestic violence workshop 3 years ago that has developed into a full-fledged domestic violence conference every year now in October. And as of last year, a domestic violence support group that is held in a hospital. The hospital has opened up their doors to her. She has a support group. I will be flying up to speak at one of her support groups on a Tuesday night. This is in Cleveland, Ohio. I'll be just going to share my story about domestic violence and also encouraging women and supporting them as they move out of those types of relationships. But women, we've got to get it right. I don't know what it's going to take to get it right. All I know is you got to get it right. I've got to get it right. I'm trying, and I want to help you. Now, what do I mean by get it right? Well, it does have several meanings. We have to get right in our attitudes. We have to get right in many, many other areas. It could be, you know, our careers, could be our finances, but also as it relates to living your dream. Get it right. You know, it's nothing more sadder to me than a person who is afraid to live their true dream, the goal what God has for you. But then there's another very, very serious area that I want to mention and just touch on today. And by the way, good morning to those of you in the chat room. Good morning, and God bless you. If you have a question, please, you know, type it in. I know you can't type it in if you're a guest. The system will not allow guests to type in the chat room. However, if you so desire, if you would like to call in, you can always do that by dialing 347-945-7991. Now, we may not have as many people on the line today, but guess what? Things are going to change very rapidly as we are, you know, going about talking to more and more people and letting them know that we are back on the air. And Also, do the same. If you know of someone and that you would like to tell them about the show, please, please, please do so. But women, get it right. Got to get it right. Now, one of the areas that I wanted to touch on today, it's very serious, but sometimes, you know, I can make a little laughter about it. But it's really not a funny matter at all. And it's the topic is, don't disrespect another woman or her man in a relationship. Okay, women? We as women, I believe that that's something we can do. You know, there's a lot of things you just can't do. You know, that's why they say, you know, God grant me the serenity, you know, to know the to grant me serenity to do the things I can, to accept the things that I cannot, but the wisdom to know the difference. You know, that's that slogan that a lot of the NA and the AA people, they quote at the end of the every session that they do, is that that's their serenity prayer. Or they may, you know, individuals will quote that every day. You know, Lord, please grant me, you see, give it to me the ability to, you know, to do the things I can, to accept the things that I cannot, to change the things I can. And so, ladies, women, here's something that we can absolutely change. We can absolutely change this level of disrespect that is rampant in our midst, I'll just say. So wherever you are, whether it's on your job, and it's very, very sad and embarrassing that it's happening even in our houses of worship. It just should not be. Now, we know that there is an enemy that wants to destroy marriages. We understand that. So we know in that sense it should be, because the enemy is certainly on his job. However, we should be able to block it. We should be able to block its lust, its covetousness, wanting what someone else has. You see, we should be able to block those things. God has given us the tools to block it. But women, we've got to get it right. Now, if this is happening to you, if you're a person who you feel someone is pushing up, so to speak, on your man, your husband, you have some things that you can do. There are some behaviors that you can carry out that will lessen this type of unwanted behavior in your relationship, okay? So as a woman, you have to protect your family, your husband, and your relationship, your marriage. And so you certainly have to, first and foremost, you have to stay, you know, you have to stay, you know, in prayer. You have to stay in a relationship with God, okay? Because in a situation like that, you really need him. You really need God, okay? That's a battle you cannot fight on your own. You know, it says this battle's not yours, it's the Lord's. Well, that's not a battle you can fight on your own, because that's a demonic spirit. So you need, yes, if another person is coming against your marriage in that fashion, that's a demonic spirit, and you need Jesus. And so, you know, if you're not saved, you need to get saved. And if you are saved, you need to get in a relationship with Jesus, and you need to call his presence into your situation. Okay, that's not a battle. You're not going to fight that battle by dressing cuter, by cooking better. Okay, you can watch the Chopped show all you want, but when you're up against a demonic spirit, you're not going to fight that with carnal weapons. Okay, carnal weapons will not get it for you. All right, if you are not married to this person and you have the situation, Now you know, who knows what you can do, okay? I don't know. You may have to battle it out. You may lose, you see. That's why those of us women who went on and got married, that's because we want to bring our marriage covenant under God's covenant, where he will protect us and he will fight for us. He will give us strength in a time of need. He will hide us under a rock. He will straighten out the rough places. He will put a stream of water in a desert place, you see. That's why we, you know, so we're covered, all right? So I'm saying that, though, but women, we have to get it right. Now, if you're the woman who is not getting it right, so to speak, like you're the woman who you're attracted to married men, you see a woman, a man, and you fall for him, you begin to look at him and make Google eyes at him before you even talk to the man to see if he's married, single, or otherwise. Don't tell me, well, he doesn't have a ring on. So what? Maybe his finger cannot, you know, who knows what could be wrong with a person. Sometimes people get a rash on their finger that will cause them not to wear a ring. Sometimes a man, especially, played football or whatever, popped his knuckles as a child. Who knows? And there's a problem with wearing a ring. You can't just say, well, he didn't have a ring on. You can't just go by that. That's old. That's then. You don't do that these days, okay? Get over it. So women have to be taught, you don't just go making Google eyes and falling in halfway in love with someone and you haven't even chatted with them yet, okay? So then by the time you do chat with them and find out that they're with someone, now it's too late because your feelings are all involved. No, stop that, okay? Get it right. Get it right. Get control of yourself in that area. You know, just like you get control of yourself in your spending and you get control of yourself in your eating. Well, women, you have to get control of yourself in your emotions. You can't just let them, you know, be all over the place. That's not healthy. And plus, it's not a good balance to your life. Okay, so got to get it right. Just got to get it right. And because here, I'm trying to help you. First of all, if you allow yourself to get involved with someone who is already married or living with a woman, first of all, 9 times out of 10, that person is not going to leave their wife or their woman for you. It's just not going to happen. Okay, so you're going to end up in a mess. And then you're going to end up creating a mess, which is going to create a bigger mess. And here's the real kicker, ladies, women, get it right. If a man knows that you will put yourself out there by being in a relationship with him, knowing that he has someone else, he already has no respect for you. I don't care how much he takes you out to dinner. I don't care if he takes you to the movies or takes you on a cruise. Well, of course he's got to take you on a cruise. He's got to get you out of sight, away from his woman, his wife, his family, his friend. So, yeah, he's going to take you to a movie somewhere dark, you know. But so don't think that this person has some high-level respect for you, because he doesn't, okay? If he had respect for you, number one, he would want to make you his main woman. The main woman is the one who he provides a home for. You're the one he goes to bed with every night, not just when they can. You're the one that he plans his insurance policies with and for, okay? That's what the main woman gets. You know, you're the one, the main woman is the one who's with him on all of the main holidays at the main time of the day. Sure, he may come by and be with you for 5 or 10 minutes. He was able to sneak away, okay, from the spouse by telling her some story. But at the end of the day, he's home with his wife, with his woman, all right? So women, I'm trying to help you. You got to get it right. If you're the woman who's being disrespected in that way, you see, stay prayed up. You know, husband may be cheating or what have you, okay, or may have done this one time or whatever, well, they're still with you. So just know, ladies, we've got to get it right. We have to help each other, okay? That's really, really big. We have to do this. Got to get it right, starting right now. Okay? Starting right now. Not next year, not next week, but starting right now. So, how are you going to do that? Well, first of all, you're going to examine, you know, your own life. What are you doing? How are you doing it? And now I know for some of you, you're saying, wow, you know, this is really good stuff. So don't worry, we'll have a part 2 and 3 and 4 probably as we go deeper in this matter. And, you know, now the enemy is not going to want you to get it right. So he's going to fight you on every hand. He's not going to want you to get it right, okay? But you have to want it. You want it right. You want your relationship to be better, to be solid. You want to be happy. If you're married, you got married to be happy. Okay? These home wreckers out there, I call them home wreckers, they don't care about themselves. So you know they don't care about you. Okay? And even the men they're with, they don't even care about them. Because it's hard to care about others if you don't care about yourself. It's just a facade that they're living behind. Okay? Pretending that they care, but they really don't. Because again, it's hard to care about others if you don't care about yourself, first and foremost. Right? So that's about all the time we have time for today. Just a half-hour show, but I wanted to bring that topic up. I've been talking about it in other groups. People seem to love, you know, that topic being broached so that they can get some clarity, get some wholeness, get some healing. We want to help you get some healing. So come back on Tuesday, definitely Tuesday. We will have Tuesday morning with Professor Terry Benjamin, as he talks about sexy at 60. And we will also be back next Thursday, where we will be doing some more segments on Women Get It Right. But we'll also be bringing some other people on the show, some guests. We have some people who are standing by to be a guest on the show to come and talk to you about what they're doing. Also, to let you know, Performance Strategies Unlimited has launched their training program. And so you can go to my Facebook page and find out more about that. Also, if you would like to attend any of the workshops, please do so. You're going to get a coupon when you attend, and so you'll get discount on your next attendance at one of our conferences, workshops, or in one of our courses. Also, don't forget, Friday is the red carpet event. So go to my Facebook page, find out more about that. And on Friday the 24th, we have a women's gathering happening at Franklin St. John's United Methodist Church for women who are looking for deliverance. There's a lot going on. You got to keep up. Either go to Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Coach Lalisa. Well, that's all we have time for today. Have a powerful and blessed day all day.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. But we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.